ཁྱི
So now the explanation on how the impurities are purified, and it has seven parts. The manner in which the latent impurities exist, the faults of the fully active disturbing emotions, the faults on the level of the imprints of ignorance, or then the things to be given up on the common vehicles, that which is to be given up through insight, and that which is to be given up through meditation. Then the stains on the seven bhumis, and then the stains that are to be, that are overcome by the vajra-like samadhi, which are the last three bhumis.
The dungeon on the tambo panyar som jitsone jetar peman damji ten dundo jona yigata sine gava mi jorva docha gava tegi no hisavason de tambo docha pan sache chile tambo rere yin de kene yasar.
So then we will deal with the first one, which is the manner in which the latent disturbing emotions are present. And the first one then is the verse that starts on the top of page 173 in the English. The mind is delighted by the mud born, the lotus, but later becomes dismayed. Such is desire's happiness.
Meto Pema Damzab Jinan Che Kogodo Meto Pema Damzab Jinan Damzab Le Sard Chite Tomar Chite Meto Lagava Tawapo Meto Lagava Gavin Dundo Tawapun Dundo Jumata Tomar Jumata No Ye Gava ये रब तो गवर सेवा दां मैं तो सर तो का सेवा का तो गवर ये बारे सेवा दां सिन रंगबोर मतो पर था जो रंगबोर मतो पर मैं तो निंबा चान दो रे सिन रंगबोर मतो पर मैं तो निंकें निंबा चाप का तो तूने गवा मैं बारे गवा मैं पर चुपा तार मैं तो निंबा चाप का तो तूने मैं तो निंबा देखे योग्य करे गवा या मारे मैं पता न्यू मोबाइल देखा जब पाल न्यारियां चुर्जी माइंबा से जते चुर्जी माइंबा जता वा ये माइंबा सिंचे लोग नाम तो ले सोमरे ये बे माइंबा ये ला से पाल ले चिपे चापा मैं Munsum to Churpana, Gavatan Chapangun to Churukav the Gavatan Sine Chapangunjur van Gapana Gava Mapesel Paymentum Gadi Yeno Yeno Hippe and Deutsche Japal and Yarje Japani Meto Paymentavatang.
So in the same way as a lotus that just comes out of the mud, comes out and is very fresh at the moment of seeing this flower, or for somebody to see this flower in front of them, immediately upon seeing it, one will become delighted and happy. However, before long, this it will become old and fade, and this delight one had initially will also fade or go away. So the state of latent desire or passion is also in this way, due to the arisal of improper mental activity, desire manifests, and this with the accompanying happiness. Later, when this passion fades, the delight also goes away. And so this is why passion is compared to seeing a lotus, the delight at seeing a lotus, because it fades, passion fades just as a lotus does. And once it is become old, then one kind of discards it. So this is the example of how a latent passion is compared to a lotus.
Pin the metal jase rawo yin na tin metal jase te kha tang bo se ne gao ye le ning ba cha te gao ye ma le te metal ning ba te che tene sa pa so che ya ta ki zo do ya sa pa te gao yin do ya sa pa te ning ba cha do ten da bo zo gre ta de cha ka pa nya te de cha ki de ba te ten da wo le
so ma le. So Rinpoche says that the most delight one gets from a flower is just the time when it's opening up and it's blooming. When this fades, then one would cut it off, and then a new one will, or one will watch a new one bloom. So it's the blooming that is the most delightful time. And and the faded flowers one just throws away. And this is compared to desire or passion.
Yadang panyar jitapate mani Ketar peyman damji te ar mare Norsan Norsin norsin yandala Ketar sokya brahma ni Hindun trukten dong dektar Tekin yadang jipe chan Nyinga dunga jibar se kisasa.
Then now we come to the verse describing aversion or anger in its latent state. When bees are very irritated, they sting. Likewise, once anger has arisen to the heart, it brings but suffering.
Pichetana Dranza la chakpa sokcha Dranza la chakpa sokcha Dranza la nepa sokcha Dramani Dramanani Yinja Dranza lamana No yenda gara Dranza lang songna Drama soka dranza sagadok dranza la dranza chibudwa Yinja Dranza lamana lang songna ye chedang ke ye da sem che pare ye am sem chedang ki hen don trok de kon zo ha jang kon do chim che ge yo bre tok de ka yin dong de ken kon so lan chen cha yin da mon do ka lan chen cha ye ka yin dong de ge dong zu ge ka yin dong de ken dong zo ken zung che patal yin zung che ge re yang koran la yang dong zo cha de zung che bo che ge yedang ge rang dan yin ni ka la zung da dong a che ge yedang ge de pat de du ki re rang la lam sang dong a che ge re yin la dong a che ge chin se ge re drama ka dong zo ba de che pare de yin do nyo mon ba yedang ge pa la nyan phre ve yedang pa la nya de pa ka se ten da wo dong a che ge ma re yedang pa la nya de phir te kontro ngon de che pa ka se ten ne ta dong a che ge re de ka so pa nya re na pa nya de phe na ka le yong re de ke ge do yedang ge pa la nya re phir ba le pa nya ngon de phe na kontro ngon je re che re kontro ngon de che pa na rang rang yin je rang yin rang dang yin je nyin la sem la dunga je zunga sunga se je te ya dunga je ming re chorwa chorwa kale ka po chorwa ngenpe ming re dunga je dunga sunga sunga zoe ta mai pa che wa pe na zupo la tenra wo chung na dunga che ke dowa tenra wo le sunga si ke re sunga che par se do Hebe, Hedang Pala Nyane, Drama Tavata.
So just like bees, which are here described as the beings which are attached to to honey. So just like these bees, when someone else wants to take their honey, they get very aggressive, and in their mind there is aversion or anger. They're very angry, and so they sting. What do you call the thing they sting with?
Sting.
No, the kai.
Kai long.
The stinger. So they sting with their mouth, I mean, the stinger. And they create, they give a burning sensation, very achy feeling. So in the same way, when anger spreads or increases from its latent state, then it generates a very painful feeling, very achy suffering, not only in the person who is experiencing the anger or the hatred, but also in others. This is the reason why hatred or aversion is the worst of the disturbing emotions, because it brings suffering both to the person who gives rise to it, but also to others. Then the thing we are describing here then is the hatred or aversion in its latent state. When it is in its latent state, it's not an experience of suffering. But the moment it does become manifest, this is when suffering is experienced. So this then is the example of how the bees exemplify latent aversion.
Tene dorje tepe lola, togam saja tepe lola, yedange, yedang, Panga Mari, Yedanga, and Ovo Gomare. They in the new Momba Yenda and Kipare and Ovo Gomba Tabu.
So within the Mahamudra tradition or the Vajrayana tradition, One does not give up anger. One doesn't reject it. One meditates on it. One meditates on the essence of anger.
Tene sanju sempe deno kache le kondro la chon chenpo chevare rang tang yin la dunga chi lam san dunga chi bese na kondro la chon chenpo chevare kondro pang gubar chevare docha le ten rao chon cheva mare kanyin se na docha ke tene lam san sem la dunga chi ke yo mare tene chon chenpo ma chevare kondro la chon chenpo chevare.
In the Bodhisattva or the great vehicle, in the literature of the great vehicle, then anger or aversion is considered a great fault because it immediately brings great suffering, not only to oneself but to others. So compared to attachment and desire, which does not give great suffering right away, aversion and hatred is considered worse. Then comes the description of ignorance as in its latent state. Just as kernels of rice and other grains are covered outwardly by husks and skins, so similarly is the vision of the very essence obscured by the shell of ignorance.
Chetar pe chetar nan de la sopa. De la se papa yore. La sopa ni nan le nyingbo yore. Nan le nyingbo dan se le papa yore ganga de bare so. De la sopa ni Nela Dela Soba de Dini Nan Yimbo Dan Sela Papa Jin Tangi Dui Yimbo Ne Nanga Nanga Dui Yimbo Am Devi Yimbo Ne Serurje Tramatan Serurje Pakbatan Tramatan Kong La Soka Bumbe Depe Matongbar Seba Pete Yendo Dona Nangan do in Yimbo, the say Papa get the Matomba to prepare the Yendo, the Yinji Pin Yimbo, Julian Rang Yinji Wu Sarve Don Tonga Yang, Don Tonga Sepa Lam Marek Tomo Kapal and Yala Soba Gong Bob Dan Rava Namje, Depe na Matomba Seso.
So then, in the same way as rice and other grains, the grain itself is covered up by the husk and or the other outer coverings, so that the grain itself is not visible. In the same way, the Buddha nature, the Tathagatagarbha, the Dharma Dhatu, the clear light nature of the mind, is the vision of this is obscured. It is obscured from view, like with a husk-like or a shell-like covering, which is then compared to ignorance or bewilderment in its latent state. So this third example then is how the husk is compared to latent ignorance in that it covers up the the seeing of the true nature of the mind.
Tumok ye pala nyar chi chin. Deva chin chi si ye pakpa ta chun tsungpa yin de. Chulin terhi nying bun tongwa la debar sibs.
Given the latent, the state of latent ignorance, it is similar to the husk covering grain because it covers up the true nature of the mind.
Say Pakpe Nangan Dre Nimbun Tongan Sebala Deba Tejindo Tumoki Pala Nyate Sentinelo Deki Nimbun Tongan Deba Kole Lavazona Kolavo Gogodu
Togito
Samsung Kolavo Yona Lodos in the Mudos.
So again, Rinpoche repeats how the outer coverings of a grain such as rice covers up the grain itself, and in the same way the shell of ignorance covers up the seeing of the true nature.
Yata te panyar somje drapa te zukam zukam pada zumi kam kam je sinti la zo yobare.
So then these were the first three examples illustrating desire, aversion and ignorance in their latent state, and these then are present in the beings in the formless and the form realms as a main, this is the main stains that are present in beings in these realms.
And
again here in the third line of this verse, Döpe Tenpa should be with a rago instead of a sago. In the English then comes now the fourth type of impurity, which is these three in their fully active state. Filth is something unpleasant, like such filth is the active state, causing those who are involved in gratification to indulge.
Matambarangin, Chadang Monson Munjur by over it. Dope Kamla, Chakbatang Jeba Namje, Dope Yuntin Nam Temba La Sobe Nicho Mambu Joyen Bate Senna, New Momba Toksom Jacuin Damate Kundang Trapo de Karen, Toksom Munjur Vadere, Munjur Vatrapo Namne, Matang Pumpo Chimbo than Draver and Draver.
Just like a place where, like a garbage dump or a rubbish heap, is a very repulsive and dangerous place. In the same way, the desire realm, which is the place where beings with attachment or the desire realm kind of affords many opportunities for indulging in various objects of desire. For those beings that reside there, these opportunities for indulging then brings the three mental portions out in their fully active state, and they become manifest in a rampant way or in a very strong way. And this is why, since the disturbing emotions are brought to action, they are acted upon, the mental events of the disturbing emotions are acted upon, this is then compared to a great heap of rubbish. And so this is then how the fully manifest state of the three mental poisons is compared to rubbish.
Somba mare pakha jisa hi chune jeta non ne dripa na mihi ter me toba te ye che la ranzo ni mare pakha sa hi de ke sa
so so then these were the first four types of impurities which were present in ordinary beings. Now we come to the impurities which are present in Dātumbare. In the arhat.
Arhatre.
Yes. And this is the next verse. When the wealth was covered, they, not knowing, its treasure could not obtain. In a similar way, the spontaneously arising is concealed by ignorance, latent traces.
Pechetana nor se mihi peter tiempo samang bu devkin bebana savola tene rimbuche la sope se mihi peter tiempo yona te samang bu ke devkin bebana savo ke savola ne ke se debana urbo namje me urbo namje nor yo par mahi ke Savola Norya Barmahi Ken Savoka Teta Namato Patal Te Yendo Tetan Drava Ma Urbotang Drava Jivon Jivon Sim Jinam Yuntin Se Miki Patan Dembe Yuntin Tamje Jijuni Ranzong Yehi Ranzong Yehi Am Devari Kikuningo Yavate Tonye Then Tongala, Marek Pakya Jesai Depe Depe na Sai Depe Mantong Berseso. He Marek Pakya Jesai Depe Depe Ne Sata Brigetto.
Yeah. So, like a great inexhaustible treasure. Or a very valuable treasure that is hidden in the ground, covered by many layers of earth. The poor people do not know it is there, and because they know that they don't know it is hidden underneath the ground, they cannot get it up. In the same way, beings are like the poor people. They have the spontaneous primordial awareness, which is endowed with inexhaustible qualities. But due to the presence of latent traces of ignorance, they cannot see it. So this is then how one compares one compares the latent traces of ignorance to the earth. Yes.
So Rinpoche says these five examples
we went through today are very important because they illustrate the disturbing emotions. Then, so that's why they are very relevant. So then this text, especially this chapter that describes the Buddha nature, is divided in the three reasons for the presence of the Buddha nature, the 10 different points of presentations, and in particular the 9 examples illustrating the impurities obscuring the true nature of the mind. the ultimate thing that is being shown here then is the true nature of the mind. So this is kind of a psychological text, and one can say, since what it is showing or trying to science is it's like the ultimate science, or you can say ultimate psychology, because it shows the true nature of the mind. So that is why it is not in it's not in opposition to any type of science or psychology. It is the ultimate psychology because it shows the true nature of the mind, and this is something that one should think about. One shouldn't just listen to it and without thinking, one should reflect upon what is being explained. So those that study the science of mind, I don't know if we can call it psychology or not, but the science of mind, then they should study this this text.
Tene ya sendon rekpa lobjon singin su ya tene jei lama te dorji ne yepa te lobjon zona sendon rekpa tendan ji sendon rekpa cha.
This is psychology.
Sendon rekpa su yosara cha sa sendon ta yosara.
So both for those that study the science of mind and those that study psychology, these should study the first four vajra points of the Dulama, which then this is the fourth one describing the true nature of the mind. Why should they study this? Because this is what explains the true nature of their own mind.
And tene demba troba yang khe ga mare ke am me pa ton jang yang khe ga mare tene pe mom sar chem bu chi sar tom ger me.
So these examples are very wonderful because they don't describe that the true nature of the mind is nothing, like some kind of nothingness, and they also don't describe them as being something true and solid, but they describe the true nature of the mind as being some luminosity and clarity, and this is why these examples are very wonderful.
Ya bu kirai te ke tor te na chu nyam nyong dan te ba yin sam ba yin na chu sem rang de sem na ta ke tan ne ni ma to ba re ni ma to ba te o tong ba yin bi jum se re tong ba yin bi jum se te ta na ma ni ba sen na ngo tong ba che re Tanamani Nayang Yan Sacha Yabachi Senawa Sakibare. Ten year Missy Bijani Satan Yemis Yigdo. Ten Natu Yam Yung Tabaro. Natu Ranga Semna Tan and Yigamada. In a young Matana, Sem Sarsanji Yapinam Yundu. Ten Natu Yam Yung Tabare. Yam Yung the Garaki, Marin Yam Yung the Tabaki. Tisena Hadi Yap.
So also this explanation, this way of explaining then is in accordance with our own experience, and we can relate it to our own experience of our mind. On the one side, when we look for our mind, we cannot find it, and this shows its empty essence. On the other hand, when we don't look for it, there's some sort of clarity there. And this shows the clear light nature of the mind. So by ourselves, even now, we can see that we can see the empty aspect of the mind, and we can also see the clear or clarity aspect of the mind. The empty aspect is present when we look for the mind, and when we don't look for the mind, the clarity aspect is there.
Dena tene sen denelo devari ke pati yapu ke yapu hina kangal pingri tene palayan pingri sendon repa solayan pingri tene ni te pa solayan pingri tikin pa so na te ma hina tar me bare te dorje te pa solayan dekhi ni bo ma hina dorje te pa la ne ba kayan ma ti sena kangal pingri sa ba
ti shi shi ko
ah
ni pa ye ma le so so
ah Ne passe.
Tu sais que Ningpo m'a trop maintenu comme ça, ne passe.
Dorje te pas. De qui Ningpo le yé maintenu dorje te pas. Y qui go, de te maintenu maintenu dorje te pas, n'y a pas de la ne pas quand y a mal. Te tramsi sangan rabo chagre.
So this explanation then is of benefit to.
Tramsi yona gongba ma.
This explanation then is of benefit to all types of beings, for students of the science of mind, for students of psychology, for Shravaka, for anybody, and in particular for beings who are in the Mahayana. If they don't know this kind of explanation, then there's no hope for them. And also for beings who practice the Vajrayana, if they don't have confidence in the presence of the Buddha nature, their practice will have no power.
Then per na nyintu so dekhin nyimbo ke lenge mare dekhin nyimbo le yi kina konso nyintu so dekhin nyimbo.
So for the
nyintu dekhin nyimbo le yi kiba so tene. Mama nyinti mambo tiki ni shubare. Tanda tiki ni mayo bato tiki ni mbole yichi yomare.
So then for the beings who are in the Hinayana or the Shravaka practitioners, they don't have confidence in the Buddha nature, which makes them Shravaka practitioners. In the moment they get confidence in this Buddha nature, they enter the Mahayana path.
Tene jagala ha jang keda cheba gombo lodrop da papa tomi la so ban ke pa chimbo re tang bu nyin te re tene te pa chimbo nyam ni se tene do je te pa su ba re do tene te pa chimbo da do je te pa te samo ye pe jun chin da wo te yang ye re ko so tang bu nyin te le te kin sa pe se ne tene te kin te pa chimbo nyam ni se ba re
So another thing which So in India there were many famous members of the Hinayana path. For example, there was Nagarjuna and Asanga. And they started, and so on. Many others were there as well. And they started out practicing in the Hinayana path, and as Shravaka practitioners. And as their view or their practice progressed, they graduated to the Mahayana. And so after developing their view of the Mahayana, they then continued on to the Vajrayana. And so this indicates the profundity of the Vajrayana path, that these beings who are thoroughly well grounded in the previous levels or the previous views, they then went on to the Vajrayana. And so this is also a path to follow, is to gain the certainty first on the, like in the Hinayana and the Mahayana.
So then in India there were
and are still many famous caves such as Ellora and Kichiktunona.
Ellora y Trapo, Anzinta, Canare, Canare.
Canare.
Rere.
So there's many famous caves in India, and these are places where beings on the Mahayana path, they endured great hardships for the sake of others. And this is very wonderful to see these caves. One can still see them today, and it is a good idea to go for pilgrimage to these places. It's not just a few caves, there's like hundreds of them.
Canary trapo then Bambi ke namdu batang ta nye wolando hajang mam sachimoto.
And this Canary caves are very close to the airport at Bombay and is easy to reach and is a very wonderful place.
Charitsu mayun gondra wichindo trameba mayun gondra
wichindo
trameba mayun gondra wichindo trameba mayun gondra wichindo.
So it's like a bald head, this kind of caves, and it's like a bald head, and there are many, many holes, which are the caves.
Gewa ne jewa chen sonam yeshe soso sonam yeshe desho tamba kuni dopa menjor lembo kuyi kashi.